Newstalk ZB, it's 5:18. Sobering words today outside the High Court in Auckland from the victim of Colin Mitchell, found guilty in the Riverhead Quarry kidnapping case. This statement was read on her behalf.
Some of you may think that the verdict today would be a cause to celebrate. I couldn't disagree with the statement more. Today is a day to reflect. The fact that I came across two men in one night who both have sexual assault and abduction convictions is appalling. For each individual with a rape conviction in New Zealand, there are 99 other rape victims where the offender was not caught.
Now, Mitchell was charged after the 23-year-old woman was taken from an Auckland street during last year's Pride Festival, driven to a deserted quarry and assaulted. New Zealand Herald senior reporter Anna Leask has covered this case. And Anna, good evening.
Hi, Larry.
Right, the ordeal of this woman, it was horrific, wasn't it? It sounded like a horror movie. What did he grab her in Grey Lynn while she was walking?
Yeah, she was walking home from a night out with friends. She'd had a wee bit to drink, as you do, and she was just walking home. And he's picked her up in Grey Lynn and taken her 25 kilometres out to West Auckland and attacked her in this quarry. Middle of the night, it was dark, silent. She had no idea where she was when she woke up. And you know, police say she was very lucky to escape without being sexually assaulted or killed even.
Okay, so grabbed her, threw her into a car, drove her out there. How did she manage to escape?
Well, she's come to out there and found a man holding a bat-like weapon, which the Crown says was his pool cue, standing over her wearing a mask, and he was trying to force her to do certain things, and she refused. He hit her again, and at some point she was able to scramble away and run off and get away from him and call police.
How did police nail this guy?
They started looking at CCTV footage, which very clearly showed the victim walking along Great North Road, and in that footage a particular car came to their attention. Now, they started looking at owners of similar cars, and Colin Mitchell owned one. So they looked into him a bit further, and DNA found on a glove at the Riverhead crime scene matched him. So at that point, they knew that they had their man.
What was his defence?
His defence was that it wasn't his car, it wasn't him, and his explanation for the glove was that he'd tried on a glove in the warehouse but not purchased it. So whoever attacked this woman must have bought the exact same glove and managed to leave it behind at the crime scene.
What reaction today to the verdicts?
When the verdicts were read, the victim was in court, and I understand it's the first time she's seen Mitchell since the attack. When she gave evidence from a different room. So she was in court with her supporters, and she sat. She was really calm. You know, there was a lot of emotion afterwards. There were a few gasps in the back of the court. I don't think anyone was expecting, no one knew what they were expecting really, but it was guilty, guilty, guilty. And it was the words she's, I guess, been waiting to hear for more than a year. Lots of emotion afterwards. She was hugging the police and the prosecutors and thanking them for getting that result.
And what next, Anna? The Crown is seeking preventive detention?
Absolutely. He'll be sentenced in May, and the Crown will seek that indefinite term. They obviously believe that he is a danger to the community, and they want him kept in prison for as long as possible.
Thank you, Anna. Anna Leask, New Zealand Herald senior reporter. Larry Williams Drive. 5:22. It's